welcome to the WOA FM 99 radio show, episode 8 of season 19 today, and we've got our certified indie songs of the week that I'm going to reveal very soon. But before that, let me give you an update on who's joining me in the studio today, and it's none other than Thomas Michael Link, who recently had a number one on the jazz charts in America, on the jazz iTunes jazz singles charts, and his song Die for a Kiss was number one for several days, almost a week actually. It was in the number one, number two, number three, fighting for the number one position constantly, which is wonderful to see for an independent artist supported by WOA Entertainment. And we've got Thomas joining me in the studio to talk about his brand new album that's coming out called Die for a Kiss, the album. And we've got some great songs coming up on the. It's more like an EP, but we'll tell you all about it on the interview that comes up in the middle of the show. But without further ado, let me tell you about our six certified indie songs of the week. So we kick off with Baby Brutha. That's the name of the artist. Okay, this is the first time that we've heard of Baby Brutha, and they've submitted their song Black Vinyl for the show. And we think this song should start the show today. Somehow, this artist gave me a feel of Prince mixed with one of the modern alternative rock bands. You know, it's a wonderful sound, his style of singing and his arrangements and everything. I just really, really like this artist. So we're going to kick off with Black Vinyl by Baby Brutha, followed by one of my favorite artists. He does a lot of country stuff, but this one is more a song he's produced that is more in the top 40 sort of feel. Well, to be fair, a lot of country now, a new country, is kind of blurring the lines between pop and country, you know, like Taylor Swift and those guys. So this is a song by Clark Ford, and the song is called Throwing Our Love Away. Clark Ford is also on our commercial playlist, which means you're going to hear his song on across venues in India and Dubai and in the UK and America and stuff like that, and also several of our radio partners. And please do support Clark on Spotify, where this song we expect is going to really blow up. You know, a lot of people are going to love it because it's got that commercial top 40 feel. So he comes in at number two today on the show. Then we have Accidental Martyr with their song Closer You Get. Now, Accidental Martyr is selected for the Goa Chill Out Zone with the song Touch, which we played a couple of days ago. But this is his new single called Closer You Get, which is going to be featured on his upcoming album. And I'm very happy to say that this song is going to be featured on the Independent Number Ones Volume 11. The best way to describe his music is ambient rock. Okay, that's how I look at it. It's got this ambient feel, which is what drew us to Accidental Martyr for the Goa Chill Out Zone. But at the same time, it's got that rock feel too. And somehow this one in particular took me back to the days of Duran Duran, you know, those kinds of songs. Very chilled out kind of background ambience to a very straight ahead pop rock song. Very cool track. And then, of course, I've got Thomas Michael Link, my friend from California, joining me in the studio to talk about his album, Die for a Kiss, the album. After the interview, we actually played Die for a Kiss, the number one jazz single in the US a couple of months ago. I'm very excited for you to hear it. We've played the song before, but it's great to kind of give this a revamp because that album's coming out very soon. And then we have The Mob Squad, and this song made me chuckle. I'll tell you, this is such a cool track. Now, this is a rap song, but it's a fun rap song, and it's called Corona COVID, okay? What better song to play? And it's just so, so funny. I mean, I laughed so much when I heard it, but it's a great song as well. It's like well produced and everything, so I think you're gonna love it. The Mob Squad, Corona COVID. And last but not least, we've got Gary Johnson Jr. with the song Blood and Honey. Now, this is again a rap song, but it's very hardcore rap, but at the same time, it's got a very nice musical side to it as well. A lovely kind of orchestral bed at the back, you know, supporting this great track. So Gary Johnson ends the show for us with Blood and Honey. And then I'm going to come on live and do a little bit of jam. So I don't really know what song I'm going to do yet, but I kind of decide as the show goes on, I decide what to do right at the end. So it's a surprise. So stick around to the end of the show because I'll be coming up live. See you soon. Ciao. Oliver Sean saying goodbye.
Never get tired of playing you. record. That's what they used to say. You keep spinning.
Some endless need inside, you keep trying to hide. It's taking you for a ride, taking over your life. I'll never be your wife. It's like you got a big hole in your soul you can't fill. A need you keep trying to feed, but you don't need me. Get some therapy.
living, and what's most disturbing, I got used to the gloom. The soul of the city admitting defeat. Then you came with fire in your eyes, setting my world aflame with no compromise. You got the rhythm, the way that you move, lifting me higher when you're down in the groove. Your body's electric, closer you get, oh, my heart skips a beat. Uninspired, a life of tired cliches, out of touch, out of tune. Passion's corroded, emotions eroded.
Today I've got my friend all the way from California. This is Thomas Michael Link. Now, Thomas was number one on the jazz charts in America for almost a week, and you know, with his amazing song Die for a Kiss. And we're now all set to release Thomas's brand new album, Die for a Kiss, the album. Thomas, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you.
You know, being a rock and pop artist, and then all of a sudden being number one on the jazz charts across America, how does that feel?
Feels great, actually. I started out playing jazz as a kid.
Okay.
My family background, there was some jazz musicians floating around in the background, and so when I first started playing, picked up instruments, it was actually jazz that I started with, and I worked my way backwards from jazz into rock and pop. And
super.
So kind of the reverse course a lot of people do.
I've heard a lot of horn sections and jazz elements, let's call it, in a lot of your music, actually, including the very, very special Christmas song that you have that I actually became a fan of yours with that Christmas song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Swingin' Christmas.
Yes, that was one, yeah.
Just had another holiday with it and got a lot of airplay. And so I just keep pushing it out there. And I have another new one that I've started working on. Hopefully I'll have it ready in time for Christmas this year.
Oh, fantastic. And what's the new one called?
It's called I Can't Wait for Christmas.
It's true, right? We can't wait for Christmas, especially now with the bloody COVID-19 and all. We just want it to be holidays and something we can do like a normal holiday.
Yeah, the theme of the song actually is I can't wait for Christmas, so it's Christmas all year through.
That's so cool. Has that got like a jazz sound to it or something?
Oh, totally. It's going to be another swing
fantastic.
Number.
We hope we can get that on our Christmas compilation, because our Christmas compilations seem to get a lot of airplay on across venues, you know, in the UK, in America, in India. It's amazing.
Yeah, that would be great. Hopefully I'll be able to put it together and get it done by then. Yeah, I'm just wondering if, you know, maybe if I can work it out to do like an EP and then maybe add some a couple commercial
Christmas songs.
Familiar Christmas songs, yeah. Along with my new ones.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. So, Thomas, let's talk about your Die For A Kiss, the album. Now, Die For A Kiss, the song, was one of your biggest hits because, you know, aside from the other, I'm sure you've got songs you like better than Die For A Kiss, like the Hollywood song of yours that did really well in the US as well. I believe that hit the rock charts on iTunes, didn't it?
It did. Actually, it's like, you know, trying to pick your favorite child. I like them all.
I know. But Die For A Kiss was a cracking song, and it really took you to different heights, I think. I mean, some major heights, like being number one on the jazz charts in America. I think it also touched on the charts in the UK. So your new album is called Die For A Kiss, the album. It's more like an EP, isn't it?
Yes, kind of taking some of my other material. Uh-huh. And giving it a little swing and kind of going with that whole jazz feel.
Okay.
To complement Die For A Kiss.
Correct. And have you got there's a new single as well that you're planning to put on that new album of yours? Is that a new single, or it's only going to be Die For A Kiss and some of your older material that's being made more jazzy?
Well, I have a new song, Emily.
Yep.
And I know we talked about getting it on the album.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ready to go. So
does that fit your jazz profile for the album, or is it going to be released separately like a rock song?
Well, I'm thinking I might release it separately.
Okay.
It's still got that horn jazz flavor to it, so... Oh,
I think that song would go very well with your jazz album, mainly because being a new single, completely new, you know, fans will actually enjoy that. You know, you're having your old material changed, you have your Die For A Kiss, which is the hit single, and then this brand new single, which could be your next hit single. It would be amazing.
Well, that would be great. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, and... Yeah. Super. You know, it's got a little bit of a Beatles influence in it as well, so
yeah.
People would pick that up and enjoy that too.
Nowadays, you don't really get songs where that have deeper meanings. You know, a lot of the songs we hear nowadays just have no bloody meaning at all. So when I think when we introduce these kinds of songs that have double meanings and deeper kind of ideas and stories behind them, it's really going to open up minds of listeners who are not really open to these kinds of songs yet, you know.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's like, I think it's subtle enough that you can just listen to it and enjoy the song without being overwhelmed by, you know, forced
and
perspective.
I know, absolutely.
But, you know, if you get into it, you can figure out what's going on and understand.
I believe that's the mark of a hit song, you know, when you can just listen to it for fun and at the same time you can listen to it and take different meanings out of it. I think that marks a good songwriter as well.
Well, I think, it, as they say, it gives it legs, you know.
Yes.
So that, you know, after you've heard it 500 times and you start thinking more about, well, what else is there about this song? There's actually something to present to you, like, you know, the whole reason we always had liner notes on all the albums back in the day and everything, you know, it's like you'd be looking at the pictures and reading the album notes and doing more to participate. Of course, there wasn't all the social media back then. But,
true. But I still think, you know, those liner notes still hold a very strong kind of place in the music industry, because in the Grammys, there is a special award for liner notes till today. What are you working on now? I saw a little birdie told me that you're getting into voiceovers.
Yeah, well, people have been telling me for years, you know, hey, you have a great voice.
Yeah.
You should do voiceover. And I also like doing characters, cartoon voices, and things like that. And I was just kind of did it for fun.
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, it might come into play in some of the stage act and stuff that I do.
Yeah.
But I never got motivated. And this whole COVID thing, it's like with no places to play and,
true,
you know, not really getting out of doing my music. I was like, oh, well, maybe I'll check it out. So I actually started working with, if I'm allowed to say their name, group called the Voice Actor Studio. They're based in Las Vegas, Nevada, out here in the U.S. I kind of was looking online at various things, and I got registered for Backstage and some of the other acting, because it's actually voice acting, whether you're doing commercials or you're doing video games or you're doing cartoons, it's acting.
Correct.
I signed up for some sites, and then I continued to do some research and was like, who to get started with? And I came across the Voice Actor Studio, and they were really easy to get in, start like do like an intro class.
Yeah.
And then I've been doing ongoing workshops. And actually yesterday I started my first one-on-one voiceover coaching. So I'm hoping in a few months, if I do well, I'll be able to get a demo together, and maybe you'll hear me on a radio station near you soon.
Fantastic. Awesome. Or maybe on a Hollywood animated film. That'd be so cool.
You never know. Probably.
So you said you do cartoon voices as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right there, Oliver. I'm just sort of, you know, I like to make weird sounds and I like to talk funny.
That's awesome. That's really cool. You know what, man? You need to make that demo on real soon. That'd be so cool. Maybe we do an interview one day where the entire show is you talking in the cartoon character. That'd be so fun.
All I can do and the best that I can. But I don't know how it'll turn out. It can be weird.
Good. This is the first time we've done this on the show. This is really cool. Right, folks, so we're going to be playing Thomas's hit single, Die for a Kiss. But before we do that, we'd like to wish Thomas a happy anniversary, a wedding anniversary, because his wedding anniversary is just after Valentine's Day, which is 17th of February. Thomas, happy wedding anniversary, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, this is going to be 7 years. So
7 years. Okay. So
7 years. Yeah.
So a big, big wish coming from all of us at WOA. And this song is obviously dedicated to our listeners. Yeah. But of course, to the happy couple. Here we go. Die for
Kiss. Thank you.
Seems to fall away.
such bliss. You never knew life held so much to miss, but now you know you will.
Any moment. Can't nobody say I don't deserve this. All my life I waited for this moment. Pose for my depiction, my design. You're despised, my determination devastating. You all better come to grips quick. The faster you do, the easier your adaptation. Knowing I'm predator and your prey. Let's pray for disbelievers. All the animosity, the hostility. Let me reconstruct again, piece together. I'm cold like a Canadian December. Accumulate my paper quicker. How can you hate on me when I bring life to a picture? Bosky got, they try to box me in. Free my plug, I was the outlet. Just leave it up to me to do something great. What I embody is an expression so godly. I learned to embrace pain, hold close in my arms. You can never emulate. I'm just here to expand. Journey for a particular purpose. There's no finalizing, I'm not finished. Family's everything, a gift that lasts forever. The heart that loves is always young. They had jokes about my Snickers. So ain't no ties in it. I'm Usain Bolt at the finish. God be my witness. This is history in the making.
I hope you enjoyed the show today. All those wonderful certified indie songs, my fun interview with Thomas Michael Link, and I'm going to be back next week, of course. But now, before I go, I'm going to do this, this special unplugged song, because this is now our standard thing. I do a jam of a song that I haven't really done much or haven't really done ever before for my gigs or anything, a cover song, you know. So today I'm doing a song called Wild World by Cat Stevens, Mr. Big, you know. So this is my version of it, but this is, of course, the first time I'm doing it live and one take, okay? So hope you enjoy the song. I hope I can do it right, and but I hope you enjoy the song. Here we go.
La 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 la. Now that I've lost everything to you, so you want to start something new, and it's breaking my heart you're leaving. Maybe I'm grieving, but if you want to leave, take good care. Hope you're getting nice things to wear, then a lot of nice things down better out there. Ooh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. Out of goodbye, just upon a smile, girl. Ooh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. Out of goodbye, like a child, girl. Now there's still a lot of what the world can do, and it's breaking my heart in two. 'Cause I never wanna see you sad, girl. Don't be a bad girl. But if you wanna leave, take care. Now the nice friends out there got a lot of nice things to bet out there. Ooh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. How to get by, just upon a smile, girl. Ooh, baby, baby, it's a wild world. Out of goodbye, just upon a smile, girl.
Thank you! Well, that was a song that I've never done live before, and I just heard Mr. Big do it, and I said, okay, I have to do this song today on the radio show, so I hope you enjoy it. I might do this properly on my next garage sessions, which is on the second Sunday of March. So I hope you join me, and I'll see you next week again on the WOAFM 99 radio show. See you guys. Hope you enjoy the show. Oliver Sean saying goodnight.